to make you mine. But your heart's just taking its own sweet time. You wanna be sure if you sink or swim. But grab a hold of me and just jump on in. You're playing it safe, but baby, I'll wait. Second or so, ooh, baby, come and get me. My heart's sitting on gold. Ooh, it's off to the races. All you gotta do is let me know. I'm betting it's only a matter of time before you and me are standing at the finish line. You're having your doubts, but you come around. Ooh, whenever you're ready, I could be yours in a second or so.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Donald J. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance sworn into office at noon in Washington, D.C. Inside the Capitol Rotunda, where the inauguration was moved due to cold weather. Outside, a 21-cannon salute as supporters brave some of those temperatures. The nation's 47th president addressing both Republicans and Democrats who gathered in the rotunda.
The presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success.
President Trump also announced he would issue executive orders reversing many of the executive orders issued by the Biden administration and would declare a national emergency to deal with the southern border crisis and take steps to lower food prices and inflation and drill for oil and natural gas, saying his victory is a mandate. Outgoing President Joe Biden issued more pardons before leaving office, including for his brother Jim and his wife and his sister. This is ABC News. Another red flag fire warning in Southern California. The National Weather Service calling the situation particularly dangerous.
This wind event is beginning to look more and more severe, with peak winds hitting tonight into Tuesday and possibly close to the 100 mile per hour incredible winds we dealt with close to 2 weeks ago that made the Palisades and Eaton fires explode. Southern California Edison is warning power will be shut off in some areas to prevent wildfires. 170 extra fire engines, water tenders, and firefighting aircraft are being pre-deployed by the governor's office.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Former Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards has died. She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in November. Richards was the daughter of the late former Texas Governor Ann Richards. She had been battling an aggressive form of brain cancer. Richards was 67 years old. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For new carpet, the Home Depot is your destination. With a large assortment of affordable carpeting and the brands, styles, and colors you need. And for new carpet savings, the Home Depot also has you covered. With 10% off all special order carpeting, right now, enjoy long-lasting comfort at a great price and free installation. Offer valid January 9th through January 26th, 2025. Receive 10% off special order carpet and installation. Installation included in select markets with qualifying purchase. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 8 below zero at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A tragic death at the Racine Zoo last week. We get more from Ted Allen.
The zoo announced that Jabari, the Maasai giraffe, fell in his holding area Thursday afternoon and was able to lift himself to stand again. After animal care specialists and fire personnel from around the state tried to help the giraffe to stand again, Jabari died Thursday night at the age of 10 from a possible neck injury. The giraffe had been a resident of the zoo since 2017. It's the second giraffe to die at the Racine Zoo over the last few months. A 19-year-old Maasai giraffe named Mac died from natural causes last November.
Today is National Cheese Lovers Day, and Wisconsin's a great place to be for that. It's the home of nearly 1,200 cheesemakers. Wisconsin is the nation's top producer of several varieties of cheese, including cheddar, mozzarella, brick, Munster, and Limburger. The average American consumes 33 pounds of cheese annually. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope. There is help. And there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport and the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Durand Police Department is disputing Eau Claire's allegation that the department dropped off a homeless person in Eau Claire against their will. In a statement, Durand Police said officers had contact with a female the night of October 27th after receiving a call of a person lying in a yard. The female was confused as to where she was and how she arrived in Durand. She told officers she was waiting for a ride back to St. Paul. Later that evening, the female was seen in the Quick Trip parking lot, and the officer asked her if her ride was still coming. The female asked if there was a shelter available. Officers called Hope Gospel Mission, Sojourner House, and Bridge to Hope, and only Bridge to Hope answered and said that they were full. Officers advised the female they could take her to Eau Claire to Sojourner House, but there was no guarantee that they had space available. But she still wanted to be taken to Sojourner House. Officers advised her she was not under arrest and did not commit any crime. Durand police have released body and squad cam footage of the incident and say the accusations from Eau Claire are totally untrue. Last week, Menominee police also released a statement disputing Eau Claire's claim of dropping off a homeless person in Eau Claire against their will. Wisconsin residents are now dealing with the coldest weather of the winter season so far. An extreme cold warning is now in effect for many in the northern part of the state, including the entire WRDN listening area, while the rest of Wisconsin is under a cold weather advisory. Wind chills are as low as negative 40 degrees in some areas, making it dangerous to spend time outdoors. Dr. Christopher Harkin with SSM Health is reminding people to keep all skin covered when heading outside. He also warns that those have conditions like heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes are more susceptible to cold weather health concerns. One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Trimble Township Thursday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 45-year-old Gina Wilmarth of Prescott was traveling eastbound on Highway 10 when she lost control and collided with a vehicle driven by 33-year-old Tanner Olson of Ellsworth. Wilmarth was transported to Mayo Clinic in Red Wing. Tax preparation will get easier for some Wisconsin residents this year. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue says the IRS direct file system now works seamlessly with the WisTax state tax return preparation site. That means citizens who use the IRS direct file software will have forms like W-2s and 1099s filed automatically in WisTax. The individual tax filing season starts January 27th. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Firefighters from Elk Mound and 10 other fire departments battled a fire at Shooter's Showgirls on 850th Street in Elk Mound early Saturday morning. When firefighters arrived, they found the building fully engulfed. The building was a total loss. No one was hurt in the fire. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Dunn County Sheriff's Department and Elk Mound Fire Department. The Sheriff's Department is asking the public for any information on any vehicles parked in the immediate area between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. early Saturday morning. A Wabasha man has been arrested after becoming stuck on the railroad tracks in Nelson Friday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to a vehicle driving on the railroad tracks in Nelson. Upon arrival, they found a vehicle owned by 47-year-old Samuel Horace III stuck on the tracks 50 yards from Highway 25. BNSF was notified of the situation, and a southbound train in the area attempting to stop narrowly missed the vehicle by 1 to 2 feet. Horace told deputies he accidentally turned onto the tracks thinking it was a road. He admitted to drinking prior to the incident. He was arrested for operating while intoxicated and operating without a valid driver's license. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Ellsworth Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Sophia Corman of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on Highway 65 when she lost control and entered the ditch. Corman was transported to River Falls Area Hospital. One person's injured after a shooting in La Crosse. Police say the incident happened Sunday morning. Officers were dispatched after reports of multiple shots fired in the 1800 block of George Street. When they arrived on scene, they found one person with a gunshot wound. They were rushed to the hospital, and the severity of their injuries is unknown. Police say while the investigation is ongoing, they believe there was an argument between the two individuals before the shooting. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
A new bill would require schools to limit cell phone usage in school. Two Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly introduced the bill last week. It would require school boards to adopt their own phone policies that would prohibit students from using cell phones inside schools. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. With high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 8 below zero at our studios.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Shop can't miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Notre Dame squares off against Ohio State for college football's national championship in Atlanta tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Notre Dame hoping to claim its 12th national title in school history and first since 1988. NFL four teams remain with a shot at the Super Bowl title. Kansas City will square off against Buffalo in the AFC championship this Sunday, while the Eagles and Commanders will meet in the NFC. Eagles beat the Rams 28-22 yesterday after Saquon Barkley ran for 205 yards and two touchdowns. And then last night, Buffalo held off Baltimore 27-25. Mark Andrews dropped a short two-point conversion pass that would have tied the game in the final 2 minutes, giving Josh Allen and the Bills the victory. Philadelphia's Oren Burks fined more than $8,000 for his helmet-to-helmet hit on Packer Keyshawn Nixon, the opening kickoff of the two teams' wild-card matchup in Philadelphia. The Bucks won their fourth straight last night, 123-109 over Philadelphia in NBA action at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points and 15 rebounds, and Damian Lillard added 25 points, becoming the 38th player in NBA history to reach 22,000 points. The Bucks at the halfway point, 24-17. They've been up and down. Forward Chris Middleton.
I think we'll take it, knowing that we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over .500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I guess I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
College basketball yesterday in the Horizon League. Robert Morris downed UW-Milwaukee 81-79. Youngstown State over Green Bay 73-69. Phoenix have lost 15 straight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
A third golden driller for Larson in Tulsa. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
After winning his preliminary feature last Monday, former NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson started on the pole in Saturday night's 40-lap Chili Bowl main event, an indoor midget car race that was attempted by over 370 drivers from 7 countries at the SageNet Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Larson led all 40 laps en route to his third Chili Bowl victory. That includes winning the famous Golden Driller Trophy. It was Larson's first win in the race since 2021. Christopher Bell was in the event and finished 10th. Kyle Busch failed to make the main event. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Going to have a lot of stressed out pups when we return to school and the office. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Start planning now to help your pet get used to a new routine as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It's going to be a big change once we return to work and school outside of the home. It'll have a significant impact on our pets, too, because they've gotten used to having us around all day. Or maybe your pet likes alone time and has been suffering with your constant presence. Either way, pets are emotional creatures and thrive on routine. Dr. Reagan McGowan is a senior pet behavior scientist with Purina. She says once you learn your day will go back to pre-COVID normal, start tweaking your pet's routine and onto a predictable schedule.
This means even if you're at home, starting to do those things like get up early and take your dog out and feed them their breakfast as if you would be leaving. And then again, at the end of the day, try to target their dinner time or nighttime walks at the time that you usually would be coming home. And try to carve out some time during the day where you actually do leave your pet by themselves to have some alone time so that they remember what that's like and remember that, you know what, it's okay.
If you adopted a new pet during the pandemic, the only life this animal knows is the COVID life and how you've been interacting with them. When you're all out of the house back to normal, it'll be completely abnormal for the new four-legged family member.
So it's going to be really important for them to kind of work them up into what the new routine will be. All the tips that I said previously, but in baby steps will be a good idea. And for pets that do show separation anxiety, there's a lot that we can do to sort of channel that energy, creating those safe spaces where they can feel calm, making sure that they have a space that they can call their own where they can be when they're alone.
Also make sure there's something to keep them occupied when they're alone, such as interactive toys and treats. Learn more about caring for pets post-COVID at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. dairy producers have approved changes to the federal milk marketing orders. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
U.S. dairy producers have approved the referendum on proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders. Dana Cole, Deputy Administrator of USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service, says the agency's happy that producers approved the referendum.
The final rule, which contains the regulatory language, has been published in the Federal Register, and it will become effective June 1st, with the exception of the milk composition factors, which will become effective on December 1st. So we're delighted to have this rule out. It will provide the industry with information going forward as they plan in 2025.
The approval means changes to processors make allowances.
What we had to do is look at what was proposed. Obviously, nobody got exactly what they asked for. So, you know, we looked at both sides and evaluated and weighed out what we thought the sweet spot was going to be, if you will, in making those changes, because we recognize the significant impact that it has when we make any changes within the federal order system. So after extensive analysis and extensive input from the industry, we really determined that where we came out is about as good as we can get.
The FMMO changes do include updating the skim milk composition factors to 3.3% true protein, 6% to other solids, and 9.3% non-fat solids, with a six-month delayed implementation. Removing of the 500-pound barrel cheddar cheese price from the Dairy Product Mandatory Reporting Program survey. Returning the base Class 1 skim milk price formula to the higher of the advanced Class 3 or Class 4 milk skim milk prices for the month. Updating Class 1 differential values to reflect the increased cost of servicing the Class 1 market. Now Cole talks about some of the changes and when they will take effect.
All aspects of the final rule will be implemented on June 1st, with the exception of the milk composition factors, and those changes will be seen beginning December 1st. And the dates of the effectiveness are based off of industry input into the need for USDA to recognize that producers and processors are using various risk management tools and to give them sufficient time to make their business adjustments. So that's what will happen. So June 1st and December 1st are some key dates.
Dana Cole, Undersecretary with the Agriculture Marketing Services Dairy Program. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. dairy farmers have approved the referendum on changes to the federal milk marketing order. Tim Trotter, CEO of Edge Dairy Cooperative, says the two-year process was worth the effort.
There's been this nagging thing, and it's been for 10 years. I've been here at Edge for 10 years. They've always talked about make allowances. They've always talked about it's time for reforms. The disappointing thing, I think, for us, there was a lot of effort put into this, and it was very thoughtful. AMS did a good job running the process, but the limited scope really hurt us because it would have been nice to talk more broadly about how the orders could be more beneficial, but it was limited scope. So was it worth the effort? Yes, you have to be at the table. That's our job. It's Edge's job to represent our farms, and I'm not going to cast a cloud that it could have been better or worse. I think we've got something we can work with, and we're going to work to make things better for our members.
Trotter says producers and processors will need to keep the lines of communication open going forward. Oil prices have continued to move higher to start the new year. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says that one international issue pushing oil prices higher is President-elect Donald Trump's continued threat of tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and other close U.S. allies.
The U.S. receives a significant amount of crude oil, especially from Canada. And so the saber rattling on the front of threatening Canadian tariffs has had an impact on prices. And if President-elect Trump does follow through on those tariffs, will likely have a drastic potential impact on the economies of both the U.S. and Canada.
Han added that a domestic issue that could push oil prices higher is the cold weather in much of the eastern and central portions of the country. If the cold snap continues for an extended period of time, more and more oil may be pulled aside to be converted into heating oil. Where is the farmland market headed early in the new year? Dr. Bruce Sherrick, a professor of farmland economics at the University of Illinois, says there are some bigger influences on the market.
We have inflation that appears to be higher for longer, according to both the Fed and the stance of financial markets. People are recognizing that the incoming administration will have changing priorities on renewable fuels or decarbonizing the energy complex, perhaps, and questions around trade policy and tariffs in particular. At the same time, we didn't get a farm bill written, but we got an extension. And on top of the extension, we seem to have become comfortable with ad hoc payments again. So we have another disaster bill or another payment bill in the works. And so I think this understanding that income used to be based on what you grew in markets that you could somewhat predict. Now we don't know if income is dependent on a trade issue or an extra payment or a disaster or a change in the subsidy rate on crop insurance or any number of things that we used to not have as high on the list of potential problems.
He says that the middle of the country is normally the part of the country that drives the farmland market for the rest of the nation. Dairy farmers, consultants, students, and service providers are invited to attend an innovative conference on automatic milking systems technology. The event will feature expert presentations from the University of Wisconsin, the University of Minnesota, and the University of California, Davis, that will focus on the profitability, labor efficiency, and herd health impacts of AMS. Now, there will be a conference in Wisconsin on Thursday, February 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This will be held at the Eau Claire Library in Eau Claire. If you'd like more information on the conference, just contact your local extension office. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has updated the highly pathogenic avian influenza cases here in Wisconsin. Since December 12th, the Wisconsin Department of Ag has announced three cases of the HPAI H5N1 virus in Wisconsin poultry flocks. In the past 30 days, the U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed 62 cases of H5N1 in livestock in two states. Now, the Department of Ag and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services continue to work together to provide information on personal protective equipment. DHS is advising those working with animals to take precautions and wear personal protective equipment per CDC guidelines. According to the CDC, the public health risk from H5N1 detections remain low. There are no dairy herds in Wisconsin that have been infected with the H5N1 virus. That's News of Agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The coldest weather of the year is expected to arrive tonight in the convergence with an upper-level trough in our ag weather forecast. We'll have temperatures near 20 below zero overnight tonight. And despite decreasing winds early Tuesday morning, there still will be widespread wind chills of near 40 below in some areas. Extreme cold warnings are in effect for the entire listening area. Now, as the Arctic high pressure moves eastward, a Clipper system will fill in its wake on Wednesday. If anything, it could give us a dusting of snow, but it will give us warmer temperatures. Extreme cold warning is in effect. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. High 5 below. Northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, a low near 18 below, with west winds at 5 to 15, giving us wind chills near 40 below. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 4 above. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, not as cold. A chance of flurries late, lows near 0. For Wednesday, not as cold, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries in the morning, highs mid-20s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs near 17. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs once again in the mid-20s.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the home is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
For a ride.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She loves shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back, pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. It's not as bottoms up. Give them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. Got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, it's how them girls do it in the dirty side, yeah. Should have you on the knee, can I marry you? Hey, tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back, pretty little mama looking at you like that. Slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town and get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back, pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl, what's up? Yeah, tonight.
little more.
If we could leave this big old city and head for the cabin we love back deep in the woods, oh baby we would. If we could jump some big old jet plane and head for the islands where the weather is always good, oh don't you know.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Long black train. been on your heart to say. Let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
You better think. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump and J.D. Vance sworn into office in the Capitol Rotunda. The 47th president, in his first speech that followed, vowed to usher in a new golden age.
Above all, my message to Americans today is that it is time for us to once again act with courage.